Your day has just begun. Yeah. But for DJ and PK, they're just hitting their stride. It's time for all your headlines from the night in sports. As DJ and PK tell you what's trending.
Are you ready?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Yeah. Hashtag Utah Jazz.
Donovan quickly, left corner three is good. Jazz getting it out and going in early transition. Gobert at the top, hands off to Conley, has some airspace. Now penetrates, drives, kicks to Donovan. He penetrates the baseline, low dribble, scoop, and scored! He's fouled! What a play by Donovan Mitchell! The strength of the kid is remarkable. Left hand drive, crossed it over, got grabbed. Powered through the grab by Fox with two hands and laid it up and in.
Jazz played their last preseason game tonight at home against Portland. How about a little defense, PK?
I think you have to power through the grab. I mean, I think that is the motto for this season.
Power through the grab?
Yeah. Cut that up, Yach. Power through the grab.
We're going to need, like, bumper stickers and that kind of stuff. PTTG, power through the grab. PTTG.
There's going to be a lot of opponents trying to play grab you-know-what against the Jazz this year.
I believe that. And they'll pay the price. All right, Jazz and Blazers tonight, and then the Jazz get a week off, and the season opener
week
is
off.
1 week from tonight. Well, from games.
Classroom said week off.
Not from 3 hour practices.
So TV.
There'll be 3 hour practices.
Week off. Oh my gosh. You do a little 3 minute broadcast where you play some soccer highlights and then you get a week off. That is so TV. So Channel 2.
Good plan. Let me know where I can sign up for that.
You want another deal?
Yep.
Jeez.
DJ and PK.
Hashtag NBA.
That's why I wanted to kind of clarify what what my thoughts was and what my words was. So that tends to happen with me. I understand that. And I know that every word that I say is going to be broken down on however you feel or you see. I said it. So it comes with the territory, but that's okay with me.
LeBron James following up his comments and his tweets with one more session on China, after which he said, "I'm talking about it now. I won't talk about it again."
Oh, I knew there is a God.
End this discussion now. You've had about enough. Solid 36 hours is all you got time for.
I like some of the stuff yesterday. So he called Daryl Morey not educated and uninformed. And somebody said, "Wait a second, a guy graduated high school. He's calling a guy who graduated Northwestern and MIT uneducated or uninformed or not informed and uneducated.
Misinformed."
And then also what he's saying is shut up and GM. Clever.
All that cleverness spilling onto social media. What will be next? There will always be a next, PK. Everything's the biggest story until the next story comes along. Rockets' Gerald Green. I think he's got a Liz Frank fracture in his left foot. That would require season-ending surgery, according to multiple reports now.
I don't know what they're going to do without Gerald Green.
There's one guy, but you're probably going to have injuries over the course of a season. Hurts to be down.
Yeah,
a guy,
but this is Gerald
starts.
Green we're talking about.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Wanted to make sure. Not AC Green, but Gerald Green.
Famous Greens. Let's go. Come on, you know more.
Oh, Dallas Green?
See?
Doc Green?
Doc Green?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Who's Doc Green?
Pitcher in the 80s.
I remember Doc Gooden.
You do?
Yeah.
So he's going to look it up. What a nerd.
Danny Green. DJ and PK.
Hashtag NFL.
There was a pool report I'm assuming that most have read. There was one that was clear that we support, and there was other that when you look at it, you review the play, not something that you want to see called, in particular on the pass rush. One that you can support, but the other one clearly after you review it, you've seen some slow-mos, the foul wasn't there.
It's NFL Rules Vice President Troy Vincent. Oops! Goofed up at the end of the Lions-Packers game.
I totally tuned out.
You don't really care about the day after apology? Sorry about that, we goofed.
No.
You mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday at some point. Ryan Tannehill going to get the start over Marcus Mariota. Quarterbacks, like coaches, no longer predicting what's going to work and what isn't.
Yeah, that really shocks me, man. I thought Mariota would be something. He's just kind of running in place, really.
Hard to believe Tannehill's the answer. Seems like he's had enough of a chance here that, you know, he's not really the guy either.
Well, there's not enough guys to be the guy. You got to have somebody. Doesn't mean you're the guy. Most teams don't have the guy.
Titans are going to give Ryan Tannehill the start as they host the Chargers this weekend. And a trade in the NFL, the Rams trading two first-round picks in 2020 and 2021, along with a 2021 fourth-rounder to Jacksonville to acquire all-pro cornerback Jalen Ramsey. And also they're trading Marcus Peters, a corner, to the Ravens for linebacker Kenny Young and an undisclosed draft pick. So Ramsey gets his way out of Jacksonville that he wanted. Now he's in L.A., and the Rams leverage that corner. The bonus corner they suddenly got to get a linebacker. They got to do something to end their three-game losing streak. Although their problems against the Niners, didn't think they were defensive. They got beat 20-7. Got to juice up the offense. But Ramsey really, really didn't want to be in Jacksonville. Was making that really clear. So he got his way out of there. DJ and PK.
Hashtag college football.
Just results is what matters. That's all I care about is stuff in the run, and yeah, we'll get there. I've been in tight spots before. We've had to respond well with coaching, and been coaching for 19 years, so this isn't new to me, so we'll respond the right way.
Kalani Sitake talking about being in a tough spot for him. Been in tough spots before, PK.
Gotta Solani climb. Has, yeah.
Who?
Solani.
Solani Kitake?
Yeah.
It's only been in two games so far. Try to break that streak.
I hope Solani comes through.
Got a question up on Facebook, and we will get to that later this morning, but you can hit us up if you want to tweet at us, give us a call later in the show. What can be done to get BYU back on track? Got a lot of people. You can go to Facebook and leave a comment there. DJ and PK.
Hashtag Major League Baseball.
Here's the kick now. The pitch, fastball, is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under and waiting. And he makes the catch! He makes the catch! Bang! Zoom down the fireworks! A National League Championship winning. Curly W is in the books! And for the first time since 1933, we'll have a World Series in the nation's capital! The Nationals celebrate to the left of the mound. The World Series to begin next Tuesday night. Unbelievable!
Washington, the Nationals, 51 years of trying as the Expos also, and they finally made it to a World Series. And they dominate. They not only sweep, they never trailed in this series.
No, their pitchers had starting pitching anyway, I think.
Like
a 1-3.
Yeah.
They pitched, what's 4 times 9?
36 innings.
Yeah, they pitched 26 of the 36. So, we got two studs at the top.
And then Anibal Sanchez gave him a great start.
Other guys, and away you go, man. It's guys get hot. Mr. October, Howard, Kendrick. A couple other guys, and that's it. That's what you need, man.
Great starting pitching, timely hitting. And there you go. Howie Kendrick is the NLCS MVP. And this one over, kind of what the Cardinals did to the Braves in the deciding game, where they just buried them in the first inning with 10 runs, and here the Nationals got 7 in the first.
I don't think it's any coincidence that the Expos / Nationals are great again, now that we have Trump in the White House in D.C.
What's that got to do with anything?
Everything the guy touches turns to gold. Have you seen your 401k? I mean, you don't have to pay attention to it because of the way you are, but the rest of us, yes, we got to be worried about it. God bless you. But, you know, if you're fortunate, you don't really have to worry about that stuff.
That was awesome. Nationals win to Trump to my 401k. Just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, I mean, good on you, man.
Gerrit Cole, 7 scoreless innings in the Astros, now up 2-1. The Astros starting pitching going to carry them?
That's pretty far.
They'll play again tonight. And they're getting all sorts of fired up in New York. Astros right fielder Josh Reddick calling out Yankee fans. They threw baseballs, water bottles, other stuff onto the field. Get hit with a ball from the third deck, he said. That'll leave a dent. It's disrespectful and at the same time very unsafe. And here comes the stuff flying anyway. There are your headlines. What is trending? Brought to you by Shamrock Plumbing. Receive a free reverse osmosis system with the purchase of any water softener at Shamrock Plumbing. 801-295-1690. It's Shamrock Plumbing. Coming up, it's Wednesday. It's Life for Riley. Riley Nelson, Riley Jensen. Riley Nelson, BYU football analyst, will join us next. We'll have a few minutes. He's not going to be here until 7:30. So we can start in on your advice. What does BYU need to do to get back on track? And then we'll run that by him as well. So I'll have open phones for a couple minutes. 855-340-ZONE. You can tweet at us at David DJ James, hit us up on Facebook, and you can grab your phone, use the app, use the open mic, send us your takes. DJ and PK, it's 97.5 and 1280 The Zone.